Street, Paul. The annual Shiverfest celebrations are back in St. Paul, promising a multitude of fun-filled activities for families leading up to and during the family day-long weekend. Brenda Billow, with the St. Paul Regional Family Community Support Services, FCSS, said the long-running celebration gives people a chance to connect to your family and to your loved ones. It is also an opportunity for families to celebrate with each other, she said. We invite everybody to come and enjoy each other's company and just enjoy being part of a great community. Billow also said that many of Shiverfest activities are for free, making them accessible to everybody. This year's celebration started in Elk Point on February 13 with a penguin hunt. The fun then moves to St. Paul and will be stretched out over more days compared to previous years. In the past, Shiverfest mostly took place on the holiday Monday, with some activities also happening over the weekend. This year, the event will run for an entire week, giving more opportunities for members of the community to enjoy Shiverfest activities with their families. Billow also said that the activities are spread out this year due to how weather-dependent many events are. In previous years, some events were either cancelled or postponed due to extreme weather. So, having more days would lessen the possibility of cancellations of multiple events. Since most students do not have classes beginning February 14 due to a professional development day and teachers' convention ahead of the long weekend, staff with FCSS are hopeful it will give youth a chance to also get involved. Events. A penguin hunt is scheduled to kick off the fun in St. Paul on February 14. Residents were tasked with finding 15 lovable penguins playing at one of the 7 parks listed on the game sheet, according to information from the FCSS department. On Wednesday, a $2 pancake breakfast, tattoos and s'mores are scheduled from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the St. Paul Rec. Center. On Thursday, Lakeland Family Resource Network is hosting ice chipping and floor curling in the early afternoon at the Centennial Senior Citizen Center. Floor curling will be geared for youth 10 years old and up. On Friday, there will be snowshoeing, along with hot chocolate and a winter craft offered at the St. Paul Museum, which costs $2. There will also be curling at the St. Paul Curling Club from 6 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, the bowling alley is offering $3 family bowling, while the swimming pool is offering $3 public swimming. Wild West Skijoring is also set for Saturday. Other winter activities are encouraged over the weekend, such as tobogganing at the ski hill at Legacy Park, outdoor skating at the town's outdoor rinks. On holiday Monday, there will be indoor skating and shinny at the town's two arenas from noon to 2 p.m., and an ice fishing derby is also scheduled for Monday at the town's trout pond.